Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. Thank you for this word that we're going into today. And just thank you for inspiration and motivation and encouragement. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Greetings, precious family. Yeah, it's just so beautiful. You know, I just think of this word that was just given there to Jesus just at the right time. And this is now him and his God, him and his Father, him and the Spirit that is together in this. And it says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me and he's anointed me. And that John speaks about that anointing. It's the anointing of God, and you need no one to teach you with this anointing. And this is what I just perceive. You know, this is all about the heavenly inheritance now. It's the Spirit is poured out on him so as to fulfill the destiny that's written there in heaven for him, that plan, so that he can move into that high position, into being the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So man would just relate to you, and man would just relate it to him there, as we can see here. They said, is this not Joseph's son? They just saw him according to the natural, but the Spirit is poured out to bring about the supernatural, the predestined calling. Amen. And that is the beauty there. And so he addresses the carnal, or just the natural man, that we, as the Spirit led, you need to know that you have got a predestined calling, what no eye has seen or ears heard, God has prepared for you. And that's what you are tapping into, and that's what you need to be aware of, so that it can come forth and it can be the destiny and the plan, the predestined destiny in Jesus can come forth. And then he goes on also to say to them, you know, that you would say, physician, heal yourself. So he's saying that that's what man would have, these preconceived ideas. If you say the Spirit of the Lord is upon you, they would have their idea how it should look. You should be speaking faster. You should be shining like a light. You should be jumping around and dancing. In my Christian walk, I've seen this in the different denominations. There's different beliefs of how you should look or how you should act if the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. But yeah, Jesus contradicts that, and he says, no, it's about you knowing the Spirit of the Lord is upon you, and you knowing what he's saying to you and what is required from you, and you walking in tune with your God. That's what it's about. And then he says in that there, yeah, you would want miracles. And so mankind, the natural man out there and even the carnal man out there, they would want you to perform, you know, come heal like we heard you could do. And then he just points out that in the time of Elijah, there was a lot of widows, but he was only sent to the one widow. And then he said in the time of Elisha, there were many people with leprosy, but he was only sent to the one person. So what is he saying in this? He's saying, man, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He's anointed me to preach the goodness, release the captives, preach the jubilee, the time of sharing, the time of bringing down the high spots, lifting up, bringing about the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. And that's it. And I've got to stay in tune with him. And now this is the same with us, guys. You know, you're not there to run around and perform. Yeah. And you there to listen, stay in tune with God, develop on schedule, and do that which he tells you to do. So it's a flowing together, or going back to why. Because you have, the Spirit of the Lord is upon you, he's anointed you for a purpose, for a destiny, for a race, for good works laid out for you. Yes, but it's all in his time and in his leading. The day of salvation now is a time for you to work together with the Lord, and then your labor will not be in vain. It will be to your gain and to the gain of the world. You've got a unique fragrance that needs to be taken hold of by you and then released into this world. So, guys, that's the beauty. Yeah, we're here for a time such as this In the Old Testament, we had the wonderful pictures of the plans and purpose God had for different people in different generations and how it was worked out. A unique destiny, a unique plan. And now, for us now, there's also a unique destiny, a unique plan that needs to be worked out. And so we need to stay close to the Lord and know that the Spirit of God, what no eye has seen or ears heard, God has prepared for us. And so we need to just stay in tune with Him and flow with Him. And from now on here in the testimony, we'll see Jesus go out in power. And then the predestined plan for Him to set us free, be the right example, is all going to manifest. And right up to where He takes sin away and He goes up into heaven and He deals with the devil. And that's the Lord we are walking with now. That's one we are in tune with. Is we're born again into the kingdom to experience the angels, know the Father, know the Son, and fulfill the unique destiny, the name written in heaven for us. Be blessed, arise and shine. This is all of God's doing. You are God's workmanship in Christ Jesus for good works laid out for you. It's all of Him. Amen. So God, you are in Christ Jesus for good works laid out there for you. In Jesus' name, stay in tune, stay on fire, stay, let Him light the fire and run the race. In Jesus' name, amen.